All right, yeah, well, what are we going to do? Start out with?
Yes, we will.
Yes. We'll analyze later and talk about it and everything. Let's start off singing one first, okay? You all do whatever harmony parts you know or that you hear, and for the most part, just sit up kind of straight. You'll do better if you sit on this part of your legs rather than curling your back under. And put your shoulders back a little bit, pull your head straight out, and sing straight out that way. Okay? Don't push. Don't strain. Sing it. Find another part if it's not pitched right for you or something. Or sing quietly, but don't hurt yourself.
My guitar was shedding.
Okay.
Did you tell me what we're going to do?
Yes, we're going to do Who Will Sing for Me. Find that in there. On page 2.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to do it.
You're going to have a good time.
Well, I need some exercise.
Can people maybe share if they're the ones that
are? Yes, yeah. Some people are, yeah. If anybody else comes in that really doesn't have a book at all, somebody share with them.
Oft I sing for my friend. And
I'll never who will sing.
separate or competitive. It's harmonizing with the lead singer, you know, and so in order to harmonize with anything or anybody, you have to know that person or that thing, you know, to harmonize with. It kind of makes sense to me anyway, some kind of cosmic sense. Second rule, the lead part is leading, and the lead part is one of the harmony parts in a way. And if you are singing lead, that's a real important part. And the other harmony parts are going to fall apart if you're not singing it strong enough. And that doesn't mean shouting or, you know, not hurting yourself or anything. You probably are in the wrong group if you're having to hurt yourself. And then you're competing again and not harmonizing. But if you are suggesting a song somewhere in a group, that means that you know A, all the words, and then you know the tune. So, you know, if you are in a group and you want the group to sing something, that's kind of a sort of a basic rule of thumb. If you suggest it, you lead it, and you know the words. Okay, and the third one is to, in beginning harmony particularly, stay as close as you can to the lead. When you're beginning to sing harmony, I don't know how many of you are, have been doing it, sing several parts, whatever, then you can get more adventuresome. But when you're starting out, the best thing to do is to stay, usually it's thirds, but anyway, to stay very, very close to the lead part as they come on down, unless unless you're already way on in this thing, singing harmony parts, and you want to start pulling it open and doing modal harmonies, which we're going to get into later in the week. We'll show you what some of those sound like, and maybe even have you try doing some of those. Okay? But things, some of the other things that we wanted to, just basic stuff about singing. I imagine most of you, anyway, are taking an instrumental class in the morning, right? There are some basic differences in an approach to an instrumental class. First of all, an instrumental class is something that you're learning basically from the outside in. You're learning how to do a thing. You know, you can get a book, you can get a tape, a video or something, and learn to do this. Singing is not quite like that. Not the way we teach it anyway. I mean, I guess there are people who could, you know, take a raw person who's never heard any singing or, you know, never done any and teach them how to do that with their vocal cords. That's certainly not what any of this is about. So in a singing class like this, the experience is different. You're singing from the, what you're learning to do is from the inside outward. And it'll help you always, and I know that's one of Hazel Dickens' thoughts that I like a lot, that your singing will always be mechanical unless you can get in touch with what the feelings that the writer of the song is talking about. With her songs, it's easier to do than with Mother's because she draws such vivid pictures about such real life things. Sometimes it's not always, you know, the words that have such tremendous impact. In some songs, it's just the harmony sound. I don't know, on some of those songs we just sang, if I wasn't paying too much attention to what the words were saying, but it's the feeling that's the nice thing about gospel songs. It doesn't make any difference what your religion is and how you feel about your spiritual life. To me, that's a very private thing, and I probably wouldn't even sing about that. But there's a bonding together that comes about with singing gospel music that hardly comes about in that intense a manner with any other kind of singing. And I think that's why it goes on and cuts across all kinds of ethnic backgrounds. And so sometimes it's the feeling of the harmony that you're getting into, and sometimes it's the rhythm, the thing like "Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms." You know, that's a neat song to sing because it just has a neat clip, a neat rhythm to it, and that's why it goes on and on. People like singing that crazy song. Might be the words, I don't know. But anyway, that's a difference in an approach here, and I hope that, I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed in what goes on in any of the singing classes. But singing is that way. You know, we're really not here to just increase your repertoire of songs to sing. But that's what it's about. It's about getting in touch with those feelings so that your singing will improve. It will improve as you learn to project that. Okay? So, with that in mind, let's see what we can do in here. Let's start right in with the Redeemed Are Coming Home. Because you all sound like you're pretty far along in some of your harmonies parts. Can somebody here share, those who have shared with us?
Turn these back in when you leave this evening so we can use them throughout the week. Don't worry about.
I've been standing near the gate looking down the narrow way, and I see the multitude gathered there.
In the midst is the King. we stop, just like that, and then pick it right back up again. Okay? Now, you all, for the first time through with that chorus, just pick whatever part you want to do. If you want to do it, try doing it with just two parts. Okay? Try doing either.
Some sing with me and some sing with her, is what she's
saying. Okay? Try doing it with just two parts, either me or her. Pick whichever one of us you like the best. The same thing.
Don't make
me choose.
Ready?
I've been standing near the gate, looking down the narrow way, and I see the multitude gathered there, wearing garments white as snow, walking streets of purest gold. All the saints are running home forevermore.
In the midst. Pitch, therefore.
front deal. Alice. Y'all can go lead or.
This side, you're all good. Okay, these people over here are going to sing the lead or over here are going to sing with me at the same time. Okay? If that hurts anybody, you can get up and move. Okay? It's hurting me.
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. Okay. Daddy gives the image in learning. That's a bluegrass gospel song. The image is the bite words. Okay? When you say happy voices, you know, she says, do that line, that beginning part. Happy voices.
Happy voices.
Happy voices.
Fill the air.
Fill the air. Which is a big temptation when you've got this many in the group anyway. But do your best, okay? On any kind of thing that is this kind of harmony, this kind of a song, this kind of a bluegrass gospel.
I didn't understand your point.
The point is, it's not
happy voices fill the air.
You know, it's not,
happy
good, not those long sustained notes.
A little bounce, a little punch, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't smooth it out.
And it's not altogether a matter of speed either.
No.
Some of it is just a matter of courage. Just biting those words.
I'm working hard. I'm about to rest.
Okay. Let's do something completely different. Let's back up on this harmony thing. And do a drone harmony. Can you all sustain one note? The same note. All of you on the same note.
How long?
Till I get all the other
fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll just keep a constant draw. I'll do the drone. I'm not going to draw a breath the whole song.
Where you're
strongly urge that you, you know, make yourself available to her. She'll gladly sing, play banjo, tell you stories, you know, whatever. She's a real open and accessible type person. She loves it over here. And she's 81. And I think she's supposed to come in tomorrow. You'll see her. Be no mistaken that Phoebe Parsons is here. She's from Central West Virginia. And I've been studying with her, doing an apprenticeship thing. It's an experience. She's wearing me out. She lives very remote and by herself. By the time I get there, she's ready to talk and sing and go shopping and whatever. She's ready. Okay. I would like for you all to say also what it is. If there's something specific that you want out of this class, you can tell us now, or you can tell us afterwards, or something. But otherwise, the purpose of this, as far as we're concerned, is to do some basic grounding and harmony, but also just for the joy and the fun of singing together. Because, as you've no doubt seen, at the Ice House scene, it can get, you know, a long time between chances. I would also urge all of you who are instrumentalists over there, you know, spike up your session a little after about 15 fiddle tunes.
people catch on to a chorus like that quickly. It doesn't have a lot of words. It's got an interesting enough melody and rhythm.
Yeah. That is neat. Sometimes when you're singing in here, though, stop for a second and just hear what everybody sounds like. Because the sound is so great in here. Huh?
I'm having a lot of trouble hearing the harmony part.
Amazing. This is the first time ever anybody's told me they had trouble hearing my voice.
That way, and so everything, you know, you learned, you saw notes, you reproduced those notes, you saw